I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
Today is one of those days that I relish in the fact that I am a boy.
I'm with you.
Oh my God.
Right.
We don't think about
at all the stuff that they have to do.
That women have to do in the name of beauty.
Right.
It's pretty extreme.
Yes.
Apparently Zoom calls are starting a trend where people remove their freckles. How do you remove a freckle? Is it some sort of, it's like they said there's a freckle removal pen.
Wait. So people on these Zoom calls are paying more attention to their face than they are the actual.
Have you been on a Zoom call with
a
female?
It's been, yeah.
Looking at the screen the whole time, adjusting their hair.
Yes!
Yeah.
When I'm looking at a Zoom, when I'm on a Zoom call, I'm scanning all the other people on the thing. But if you look at certain ones of them the entire time, they're essentially looking in the mirror.
Yes.
They're preening.
Yes.
They're like.
That's why I don't like to FaceTime, because I'm always looking at myself and then I'm like, stop it.
Can you make your face smaller or something?
I think you can, but I don't do it enough.
Yeah, you got to do something so you don't. Because all these women are like, oh my God, I can't believe how many freckles I have. They hadn't noticed till they spend an hour staring at themselves on the Zoom. And they go get these stupid freckle removal pens.
What? What's in it? Well, how do you get rid of
them? I don't know.
I don't know. So I have a ton of freckles, so I've always noticed them. But now I thought freckles were in because I see all of these beauty influencers like drawing their freckles on or like
what?
Getting them tattooed on.
What?
I personally am trying to laser mine off. Well, apparently now freckles are in, but they're not. I don't know.
Well, this is what they're saying. These devices, these beauty devices could lead to burns, scarring, and further pigmentation.
Dang.
And also make cancerous melanomas harder to spot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, just go to a dermatologist. Leave it to the professionals.
I was told they're angel kisses. You're supposed to leave them.
That's
alone.
Just something your parents told you to make them love your freckles.
I have one brother who is, yeah, he's literally the redheaded stepchild of the family. He's not a stepchild, but he's been kissed by a lot of angels.
Like all anyone used to say in grade school, like, do you play connect the dots with those?
Oh,
and then I'd come home and like cry, and my mom would be like, well, they're angel kisses. I'm like, yeah, right.
No!
Laser them off!
So here's another thing that women do for beauty. They put live snails on their face.
Yes.
By choice?
Uh-huh.
What does that do? What are snails?
It's got the M word in it, so I'm not sure you're going to be good with it, but snails do work for you by spreading their mucus.
Yeah, that slimy stuff.
And giving you a facial massage.
What?
It's big in Thailand, but
so I actually went to this like Korean skincare thing opening, and they had all these different products, a lot with snail stuff in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually works really well. I use like a toner with like snail juice in it.
Snail's
it's really
what
good.
What is wrong with
so
you?
So hydrating. Your skin just looks so dewy after. I'm telling you, Slacker, dewy. You got to try
Do
it.
Do you know? You're convincing me. You're getting me closer. Do you know that most of the, I shouldn't say most, I'm just going to say there are beauty products out there that I know Jennifer Aniston was way into.
Yep.
That use it. One of its primary ingredients is the chopped off hunk of skin from when a little boy gets his junk snipped.
Yep.
Who came? Who? It's just skin, right?
Somebody, but it's very
chocked full of stem cells.
Yeah, it's very new skin. That's very yes. It's stem cell. It's so.
Steve's horrified.
So it's like, ooh, this lotion is great. What's in it? It's like baby pee pee. It is.
It feels so wrong.
It does, but it's.
I want to see the label on the logo.
Young.
So there's other things that women have done throughout history in the name of beauty. And if you're one of those people, maybe you're doing some, there's bone shaving. We're going to talk about that. And other, so if you've done something insane in the name of beauty, we'd like to hear what it was. Speaking of the snails, what about the goldfish thing?
Do you remember the gold? Amber, do you remember that? It was years ago. Women, they put goldfish in some water there. You put your feet in there and then the goldfish eat away all that dead.
That is so foul to me. I could not. Ugh.
Have you ever had a pedicure, though?
Yeah.
And so some, no matter what, it's foul, not for you, but for yuck. Some woman has to sit there and like scrape all that crap off your foot.
Yes. Right.
But this was a little less for them, but then, so the fish did all the work.
Yeah, but then something went, I forgot what, but
problem
was
they weren't trading the fish out. So the fish ate a bunch of Amber's herpes infected feet.
That's right.
Okay, Amber doesn't have herpes. It was a different Amber. Amber Heard.
What? I've never done that before.
No, I'm just saying that you could pass along, they could pass disease back, because then you're getting little cuts on your feet.
That's right.
So it's, and the water is just disease ridden.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a lot of stuff from nail salons that don't.
You can get herpes from a nail salon. Legit. Yeah. I remember that happening. Like, women were like, and you actually literally get herpes like in your nail bed or in your like.
Oh my gosh.
Because you weren't cleaning the the tools.
You got to like run those through like a
autoclave.
That, whatever that is, the thing at a bar. The super hot.
Yep.
Or what they have at a dentist's office. You do, because then they're scraping your cuticles and they scraped Amber's cuticles before. Different Amber. Amber herpes. What kind of things have you done? You've put stuff in your face, right?
Yeah. Botox and a little bit of lip filler.
Okay.
And I got my eyebrows tattooed on, but it didn't last too long.
See,
you can't tell now.
Okay.
This is the worst thing, because have you ever done, like, I'm not going to look at her for probably the rest of the day, because now I'm going to try to catch a close-up glimpse of her eyebrows.
I kind of was.
You just leaned all the way in. You have less couth than.
Well, it's supposed to be so you don't have to have anything on your brows, but I still have to fill them in because it didn't last. So.
Is that the micro?
Microblading, yeah.
So that's a tattoo, sort of, kind of?
Yeah, essentially. They do little cuts that look like little hairs, and then they put in dye. Yeah, it's super painful.
That's really what it is?
Yes.
It's little like cuts?
It's a little razor, and they just like... it's actually not that painful. It's not really that bad.
Okay. But I've seen pictures like on Facebook, and we'll all see them now because we're talking about it, and it'll be in our feed.
Right.
But like, they look real.
Yeah, they're legit.
Because like, someone who's really good is kind of artistic and like draws it so it looks like it's got depth to the hair.
Oh wow!
They use a couple different shades. They're really good. It's very artistic.
Because like our parents' generation did that. They plucked them so they had nothing,
and then they
put that, like, it's not even brown. It's like a reddish brown.
A pencil.
It's like the pencil.
Greek's
like
pencil. Or
and
something.
Then you draw them in. I'm like, I'm surprised, kind of like.
Yeah.
Like,
why would? How do you keep the sweat out of your eyes if you don't have eyebrows? It's just weird.
Is that what eyebrows are really for?
Yeah, keep the sweat out of your eyes.
Well, you keep the hair. They just tattoo underneath it.
Because you
like fill in the little gaps.
If you could go back in time, would you never pluck your eyebrows?
Mine are pretty normal how they were. I didn't over pluck them, but I do know people who did, and it's pretty.
It doesn't grow back. Does it grow back?
No. Oh.
Eventually,
always.
If you plucked them a ton, it doesn't. It just doesn't come back. Uh-huh. So you're like, but then you see people. We just saw somebody that was on TV the other day who clearly just decided she's never going to do it, and it looked like two caterpillars on her face because her eyebrows were just like massive.
So grown in.
Yes.
So the last thing was, there's something called bone shaving where women actually saw bits of their jaw. They don't do it.
What?
Clearly a doctor goes in.
Oh, which bone? Which
they
part?
Show bits off their jaw and feet, apparently, to give them, I don't know what it does.
To
maybe give them a little more. Like, I know people who've gone in and got the little
cleft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want that.
Yeah. Do women? I know a lady that has that.
And women want that? Women want it? I thought that's
a
strong chin.
I don't think so.
Women
yeah.
don't want a cleft chin. Though.
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. Well, if we haven't already blown what you've done to your face, please tell us the things you've done in the name of beauty. Whitney?
Hi. Yay.
Yay. What'd you do for beauty?
All right. So when I smiled, I had these two little bumps from my canine teeth, like up in the top part of your teeth, like in your gums.
Okay.
That kind of protruded when I smiled. So it would kind of like have those bumps up on like the top on the sides.
Okay.
So I went in and actually they opened up the gum. They cut it open and they shaved down that top part of the tooth.
Oh.
And so there was like a hole in the gum that had to heal up by itself. But kind of, yeah, helped. I don't know. It was kind of for a smile.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, are you happy with the result?
That one, I guess, really protruded and it did kind of bug me. So I did actually kind of appreciate it, but I didn't get the one on the other side done.
Oh.
Because I kind of was like,
So now you're asymmetrical?
You're all hideous.
Ugh. You're not hideous. You're gorgeous.
Your gums are.
Yeah.
Because I've heard
staring at everyone's
so
head.
No, like it's yeah. a, it's like an extra, it's like a root up in here that she did. Because I like we know somebody who literally her teeth were way too short.
Oh,
but there's
yeah.
more teeth up in there.
Yes.
So then they like zap your gums off and like extend your teeth by cutting your gums.
Da-da-da.
That sounds painful. Let's keep going. Debbie.
Yay.
What's your did it for beauty?
I have varicose vein injections, and I didn't know, and the doctor didn't know, you're not supposed to stand. Mine exploded, infected, almost lost my leg,
what?
Ended up in the hospital for a week, and had to have reconstructive surgery where they removed fats from other parts of my body and injected it into the holes in my legs.
Holy crap. So they, like, laser your varicose veins into, like,
not
shrink
laser,
them?
I was doing the injections.
Oh, God.
You're not supposed to stand. You'd think he was probably supposed to know
it's
that
sort
part.
It's sort of part
yeah.
of the, like, yeah, bedside
the
manner. Oh, God.
And they said, stand on the table. I can't find your veins. They're doing great. And then they exploded. You're not supposed to do it when you're standing.
Holy damn.
Did you sue him?
I got $5,000 in cash, but my ex took it when we divorced.
Bastards. Everybody.
You're the one who had exploding
yeah.
leg veins. Oh, my God.
Wow, Debbie.
That is
yes.
the price of beauty, I guess. Thank you, Debbie.
Sure.
Lauren.
Yay.
Yay.
Did it for beauty. What was yours?
I got a mommy makeover, which was ended up being a full tummy tuck because as a little person that gave birth to twins, I was very, like my abs were just not going to ever go back together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I don't have a belly button right now because my belly button was so herniated that it couldn't really be sewn back in place.
So you just have a stomach, it's just like...
With no, you're I like Adam and Eve. They never had one either.
Oh my God, that's true, isn't it?
Yes.
There's nothing on it. Like people don't even notice until you say something. So when I go to the beach, like they can, you can just see that like something's a bit off, but you don't notice. Kind of like Whoopi Goldberg's eyebrows.
Yeah, once somebody pointed out that Whoopi doesn't have eyebrows, you can't look
she
at
doesn't
anything.
Have eyebrows.
She really doesn't.
Yeah, so that's kind of me with a yeah. belly button though. Like people don't notice until they're like, oh, you don't.
Do you draw it on?
No, but I looked for, like, a belly button tattoo because I went to Thailand right after the surgery and I didn't want to look like such a weirdo. And I couldn't find it anywhere, and I tried to look for, like, a giant jewel.
Prosthetic.
Like the troll.
A prosthetic belly button. That's a new...
Yeah.
Right. Thank you for the call. Ginger?
Yay.
Yay.
What'd you do for beauty?
I got lip injections, the Juvederm filler,
mm-hmm.
about... 12 injections, felt like bee stings every time.
Yeah.
Spent $1,000. Since the last 18 months, my body absorbed it in 4.
What?
Because your body, it's just, you're putting like a collagen, a fake kind of collagen in,
yes.
and your body will eventually use it all.
Okay.
But it's supposed, like when you spend a grand, it is supposed to, and like, but her metabolism went out and just took
Jeez.
Care of it. So it's like, she lit
all
the,
that for
there's
nothing.
No way to know until you put it in. And then it's just
right.
like, I'm gonna.
Was like bee stings every injection, and he did about 12 of them.
Oh, God.
It's
and your body just absorbs.
Your body will eventually absorb it. Hers just did it faster, and like the like, oh. it's sort of the price.
Stupid body.
Oh, that's you're not going to go back, right? You're like you're just not the kind of the right candidate for it. Clearly,
Actually, they gave me another one that was the lure that was supposed to last as well. So I endured it a second time and still the same result.
Ah, well, we think your lips were fine.
You're beautiful. Yes. You have beautiful full lips.
Yes.
Thank you. Did that get creepy?
Okay.
I felt like you and I were.
I took it down.
I jumped it right in behind you, so I'm no better than you. Layla?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do for beauty?
So I've gotten a vampire facial done where they basically withdraw your own blood and then inject it all over your face.
What?
And it kind of like improves the collagen flow through your face and improves your acne and all that.
Do they spin it into plasma first?
What?
Like I've heard some of them, like they take your blood, split.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. They just put, yeah. So it's, there's all sorts of, dude, they're using, like, yeah, embryo stem cells and injecting that into your face and stuff. Like, there's a...
They're freezing their ovaries and then they're shooting them in their face?
There's different ways to harness embryo stem cells, and it's like, and then they shoot them in your face because it's the most pure stem cell there is, and then...
Soap and water.
I mean, that's just, you that's know... That's other people. Okay. It's not the Dakota beauty techniques. Okay. It's like,
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.